This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
8 minutes after six on this Monday morning. Time now for part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois.
Crop insurance continues to be a valuable tool for farmers. Jasper County farmer Bill Michael remembers why he decided to purchase crop insurance coverage for his operation.
In 1983, we had a drought. Our corn averaged 15 bushels to acre. Soybeans averaged 20 bushels to acre. That's what opened my eyes to crop insurance. Ever since then, I've had crop insurance every year.
At Farm Credit Services of Illinois, we understand the value you place on working with a crop insurance provider that understands today's crop insurance options.
Farm Credit, the crop insurance agents have been very helpful. They're very knowledgeable in the different programs, different policies available. They're just a phone call away. If I have a question, I just make a call and the answer is there.
Call Farm Credit today at 800-444-FARM to discover more about a crop insurance plan to fit your farming operation.
Farm Credit has been a big help insurance-wise. They've been a very big help.
At Farm Credit Services of Illinois, we understand.
Get ready for winter driving and get some extra spending money. Just drop by Taylor Tire and Auto in Litchfield, your local Michelin dealer, through November 24th. Buy any set of four new Michelin brand passenger or light truck tires and get a $70 MasterCard reward card after rebate. Taylor Tire and Auto in Litchfield has the expert tire service you need to take your car's performance to the next level. Reward card issued by U.S. Bank pursuant to a license by MasterCard International Incorporated. Offer expires 11-24-12. Void where prohibited.
It's coming up on 10 minutes after 6 on this Monday morning. First of all, on the electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade right now, December wheat trading at 880 and a quarter. That's down 6 and a quarter. March wheat trading at 895, down 6 and a half. December corn trading at 742 and three quarter, up 4. March corn trading at 746, up 4. November soybeans trading at 1428, down 24. January beans trading at 1427, down 23 and three quarter. And also the overnight crude oil market, 26 cents lower at 85.81. The Brent crude, 33 cents lower at 109.07. The December gold contract, $6 higher at $1,736.90. The U.S. dollar index, 0.041 lower at 80.985. Friday, on the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat ended at 886.5, down 16. March wheat ended at 901.5, down 15. May wheat ended at 908, down 14.5. December corn Friday ended at 738.75, down 2.5. March corn closed at 742, down 1.25. May corn closed at 738.75, down 1.5. November soybeans Friday ended at 1452, down 47.25. January beans ended at 1451.25, down 44.5. March beans ended at 1436.5, down 40. December soybean meal on Friday ended at 449.70, down 132. January meal ended at 445.40, down 138. March meal ended at 436.50, down 130. December soybean oil on Friday ended at 47.77, down a dollar. January oil ended at 48.16, down 98. March oil ended at 48.62, down 97. December oats on Friday ended at 363.5, down a quarter. March oats ended at 372, down a half. Right now, we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash grain markets.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture's Grain Market News Report. The Illinois country grain prices were lower on Friday afternoon, with soybean futures ending sharply lower. The sharply lower soybean close was traders' reaction to the USDA's report on Friday morning. The USDA forecast for the U.S. soybean production was higher than expected. The U.S. average soybean yields was expected to be 39.3 bushels per acre. The Illinois soybean crop is expected to average 43 bushels per acre, with corn at 101. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 1 to 2 cents lower at 718 to 731, while soybeans were down 42 to 47 cents at 1419 to 1431. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 1 to 3 cents lower at 729 to 746, and soybeans dropped 44 to 49 cents at 1431 to 1452. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids ended mixed at 723 to 753, soybeans down 43 to 48 cents at 1431 to 1454, and wheat bids 15 to 20 lower at 854 to 884. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids down 44 to 46 cents at 1465 to 1466. Basis ended steady to 2 cents weaker at 14 to 15 over January. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis dropped $13.20 a ton to range from $4.67.70 to $4.72.70. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids down 2 cents at 739 to 749 with basis steady at option to 10 over December, and the dried distiller grains today offered at 258 to 275 per ton. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted producer corn bids mixed at 732 to 734 with basis mostly steady, range from 7 under to 5 under December. Soybeans down 38 cents at 1457 to 1463 with basis 6 cents stronger at 6 to 12 over January, and the wheat bids today for July 13 delivery down 7 cents at 856 to 858 with basis steady at 32 to 30 under July. East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal Elevators place their producer corn bids 1 to 12 cents lower at 714 to 741. These same elevators dropped their soybean prices by 43 cents with quotations at 1467 to 1468. Soft red winter wheat fell 15 cents at 875 to 876, while the Milo ended 8 cents higher today at 698 to 699. Contract bids to producers for January delivered grain to from country elevators to producers in northern and western Illinois. Those bids for January delivery range from 725 up to 744. January beans at 1420 to 1439. In central Illinois, January corn bids at 730 up to 758. January soybeans at 1439 to 1454. And in the southern part of the state, Jan corn bids range from 726 to 767, January soybean bids at 1447 up to 1459, and the wheat bids for July 13 delivery in southern Illinois, those range from 832 to 859. That is our country grain report for Friday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange on Friday, December hogs ended at 80.75, up 55. February hogs ended at 86.32, up 32. April hogs ended at $91, up 30. December cattle on Friday ended at 125.75, up 32. February cattle 129.35, unchanged. April cattle 133.27, up 27. November feeder cattle Friday 144.20, down 30. January feeders, 145.60, down 27. March feeders ended at $148, unchanged. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the Cash Livestock Market Report.
This is the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture Market News Service with a closing livestock report. On the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report, barrels and gilts on a carcass basis ended $2.56 higher, a base price range of $69 to $86.50, a weighted average of $79.08. The Illinois barrel and gilt market was steady today at $53 to $55. The receipts in Illinois, 11,506 head. Illinois direct slaughter sows traded steady. Sows under 400 pounds, 48 to 52. 4 to 500 pounds, 49 to 56. Over 500 pounds, $55 to $62. Estimated sow receipts, 400 head. In the USDA National Carlot Pork Report, trading was slow with mostly light demand and light to moderate offerings. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was 33 cents lower at 86.63. The estimated hog slaughter under federal inspection on Friday was 427,000, down 1,000 from a week ago. A year ago, there was only 388,000. Week-to-date total, 2,165,000. The estimated daily cattle slaughter under federal inspection on Friday, 116,000. A week ago, 128,000. A year ago, 94,000. Week-to-date total, 604,000. In the Iowa-Minnesota direct market today, steers on a live basis, choice steers that is, at 123 to 125. Choice heifers live, 121.50 to 125.50. Choice steers and heifers dressed, 194 to 196. The USDA estimated box feed cutout values were steady to weak on fairly good demand and moderate to heavy offerings. Choice carcasses were down 69 cents at 193.24. Select was off 21 at 175.95. We had 189 fab loads today and 37 trim loads. On Thursday at the Walnut Livestock Auction, they had receipts of 327 head. Choice slaughter steers, 120.50 to 125.25. Choice Holstein steers, 106 to 112.50. Choice slaughter heifers, 119 to 124. Breaker slaughter cows, $76 to $80. Boners at $69 to $75. Lean slaughter cows, $59 to $62. Yield grade 1 slaughter bulls from $75.50 to $84. There was a special feeder cattle sale held at the Fairview Sale Barn yesterday. Receipts total 980 head. Feeder steers, medium large, 400 to 500 pounds, 160 to 180.50. Fancy at 183.50 to 191.50. 5 to 600 pounds, 141 to 157. Fancy, 164 to 174. 6 to 700 pounds, 130 to 146. Fancy at 143 to 154. Feeder heifers, medium large ones, 4 to 500 pounds, 140 to 150. Fancy to 150 to 156. 5 to 600 pounds, 136 to 153. And 6 to 700 pounders, at 129 to 131. This is Ken McFarland reporting for the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Spot dairy prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange Friday for butter, 189 unchanged. For block cheese, 192 down 7. For barrel cheese, 183.5 down 7.5. And the spot price for Class 3 milk ending Friday, 2090. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for November, 728. For January, 734. Corn delivered to Scottville for November, 728, and for January, 733. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for November, 1444, for January, 1455, and wheat delivered to Scottville for November, 845. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Pre-opening prices again, corn at Greenfield, $7.28, corn at Scottville, $7.28, beans at Scottville or Greenfield, $14.44, wheat at Scottville, $8.45. And that's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of Illinois and by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield. It's coming up on 6:21. Color radar in the Weather Center shows a band of showers at this point east of I-57 and moving off to the east. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
We know that every minute M&M Service Company can save you on the farm means more time to spend with your kids. That's why M&M Service is your one-stop source for farming, information technology, value-enhanced grain programs, diesel fuel, propane, grain handling systems, and so much more. At M&M Service, they are dedicated to making your time in the fields more productive, more profitable, and more efficient. Because they're a family operation too, they understand how important it is to spend more time with your kids. For more information, visit their website, M&MService.com. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Partly cloudy skies today, cold high temperatures in the low 40s. We will have west winds gusting to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear, low temperatures in the mid-20s. And for tomorrow, Tuesday, sunny skies, the high in the mid-40s. Your extended forecast for Wednesday through Friday, partly cloudy skies and warmer. Low temperatures in the mid-30s, highs in the mid-50s. Right now at the Weather Center, we have west winds at 11 miles per hour, the barometric pressure rising, cloudy skies, 29 degrees. Overnight, WSMI weather watcher Robin Schroeder of Jerseyville, an inch of rain, an inch and a half recorded by the Lang family of Caufeen, 9/10 of an inch here at the Weather Center, and once again, 29 degrees. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you this morning by Envirofoam of America and by Bishop Motors of Staunton and Litchfield. First of all, in our ag news this morning, the United States Department of Agriculture found a few more bushel of corn in the November production forecast. The 10.7 billion bushel forecast is still down 13% from 2011 and represents the lowest production in the United States since 2006, Yields are expected to average 122.3 bushel based on conditions as of November 1st. That's a slight increase of 0.3 bushel from the October forecast, but 24.9 bushel below the 2011 average. If realized, this will be the lowest average yield since 1995. The United States Department of Agriculture raised the soybean production forecast 4% from October to 2.97 billion bushel, which is down 4% from last year. Yields are expected to average 39.3 bushel per acre, up 1.5 bushel from last month, but down 2.6 bushel from 2011. The all-cotton production forecast is also higher. The 17.4 million bale projection is up 1% from last month and 12% from last year. The expected average yield is up 12 pounds from last year at 802 pounds per acre. In other farm news, Rita Frazier of the Illinois Farm Bureau talked to Hillsboro FFA advisor Marty Niehaus at the recent convention, and she reports.
I'm Rita Frazier reporting agriculture news here on WSMI. Marty Niehaus is advisor of the Hillsboro FFA. At the end of this school year, Marty will retire from ag education. He's had great years here as a part of the Hillsboro FFA, and at National Convention last month, we talked with Marty about some of those highlights.
Talking about maybe some of the best years that you've been at convention, and you have a lot of highlights.
Well, probably the best highlight for National Convention was when my daughter was elected to national office. And then, of course, the following year when she and her officer team ran the convention. Very exciting. At the same time, I have appreciated and been excited about having our exhibit here probably four or five times during my time in Hillsboro. We've also had people in the national band and the national chorus.
What is the best thing about being an FFA advisor?
In my mind, it's seeing students develop. They come in first year, and you see the vision for them and trying to get them to see what they're possible to do. And it's not necessarily being the best, being the top, just improving themselves to be an important person in the industry, in the community. No, the FFA advisor is almost, you could say, a year-round commitment. Sometimes I've been accused of living at the ag department, and I just try to make sure that the opportunities are there for the students.
For a new teacher, ag teacher, FFA advisor, what's your advice after all these years of watching the students grow and the chapters grow and develop? What's your best piece of advice for a new ag teacher?
I'd say just take one thing at a time. Stay with what was there when you got there, and then try to put your own signature on it. One thing at a time over the next several years, and finally after about 4 or 5 years, it will become yours. Actually, another piece of advice, if you want to be a millionaire, all you got to do is from day one when you teach, write down those things that entertain high school students and write a book about it. You'd make a million.
So what's next for you after the end of the school year?
Well, I'm still going to be around helping out because there's that time from July and August that I've got to make sure the students are still involved. But after that, my wife is also retiring this year, so we're going to be spending a little bit more time with our videography business where we will videotape weddings. We kind of cut down about 3 years ago because we were getting too busy. So now we're going to ramp that up and see about getting more weddings. And then, of course, I can now do some more things around the home.
We talked about your next step. What about your hopes for the Hillsboro chapter from here on out?
Well, I just hope that they continue. And I would say this, that no matter who comes in, it's going to depend on the students to rally behind that individual and encourage that individual and show that they are willing to work with them, whether it's new ideas or old ideas, just support them.
You know, we talked about this being your last convention. The next few months, anything else on your plate or what? Any high hopes for the last, you know, few months of the school year?
I don't really have any specific goals. It's just that I'd like to see my chapter continue to improve, continue to be involved, and to do the best they can in whatever venture they try.
Marty Niehaus, the advisor of the Hillsboro FFA chapter here at the National FFA Convention. Reporting, I'm Rita Frazier.
Thank you, Rita. And it's coming up on 6:28 on this Monday morning. Here's an update of the area livestock markets from last week. First of all, we join Kent McFarland of the Department of Agriculture, and he has a report first from the Greenville Livestock Auction.
This is the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture Market News Service with a report from the Greenville Livestock Auction. Receipts on Wednesday, 653 head. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers traded steady to a dollar lower. Slaughter Holstein steers $1.50 lower. Slaughter calves and bulls both traded steady. Feeder cattle traded unevenly steady in a light test. Choice slaughter steers 120 to 122 with select and choice 115 to 120. Choice Holstein steers 110.50 to 114. Choice slaughter heifers 120 to 122 with select and choice heifers 116 to 120. In the slaughter cows, boners sold at 76 to 81 with lean slaughter cows 66 to 71. Yield grade 1 slaughter bulls $82 to $90. In the feeder run, feeder Holstein steers, large threes, 8 to 900 pounds, 85 to 91.50. 900 to 1,000 pounds, $88.75 to $96. This is Kent McFarland reporting for the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Now we have a report from the United Producers Livestock Market in Shelbyville.
Receipts on Tuesday, 452 head. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers traded steady to 50 cents higher. Slaughter Holstein steers traded 50 cents higher. Slaughter cattle traded steady. Slaughter bulls $3 higher. Feeder cattle were unevenly steady. Choice slaughter steers 122 to 127 with select and choice 115.25 to 120.25. Choice Holstein slaughter steers 113.25 to 118. Choice slaughter heifers 121 to 126.75. Select and choice heifers 117 to 120.25. In the slaughter cows, the premium cows went at $92, breakers 84.50. Boners 77 to 82.50, lean slaughter cows 68 to 72 dollars, yield grade one slaughter bulls 83.50 to 90.50. In the feeder cattle run, feeder heifers medium and large ones 3 to 400 pounds 139.50 to 152, 5 to 600 pounds 121 to 129, 6 to 700 pounds at 121.50 to 125.50. This is Ken McFarland reporting for the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
At the National Association of Farm Broadcasters Convention in Kansas City, we talked to Scott Heiberger of the Farm Center in Marshfield, Wisconsin. The center specializes in farm safety, and Scott explains.
The Farm Center has been a formal part of Marshfield Clinic for about 30 years, but the reason it was established is Marshfield Clinic has been around a long time, almost 100 years, and it takes care of a population in Wisconsin that's a heavily rural population. And so the clinic has always treated farmers, their families, and the kind of health and safety issues that you're going to encounter on farms.
Do you have, or is it? It's been your experience that, accidents on the farm, especially, are on the increase?
As technology changes, as practice changed, they don't necessarily increase, but you can get different sorts of injuries. Now, especially among younger people, you've got ATV injuries. Really, if you look at, for instance, childhood ag injuries, a lot of the major ones have decreased, but a couple things that are going in the upward direction are ATV injuries and horses, training your horse, etc. But overall, the injuries for children seem to be going down.
Are the injuries that you see, are they people versus machine or people versus livestock, like horses or maybe even cattle and pigs?
Well, you just hit upon the two main ones there. It's handling large animals and it's machinery, and kind of depending on the part of the country, it's one of those two that are up there. And obviously animals are unpredictable, and so you're always going to have that element. Machines, all kinds of ways you can become entangled there. There is one program we've got going as far as machinery. Tractor overturns are the largest cause of fatalities on farms in the country. You've got some really great tractors out there that are built to run forever, and they do, and they probably will for another 20 years. And of course, if they were built before 1985, they most likely do not have a rollover protection system on them. And we just started a program. It's kind of patterned off of a very successful program in New York State. It's a rollover protection rebate program. And we raised some money for it. We're going to implement it in 2013. We're going to pilot it in central Wisconsin, where unfortunately in the last year or so we've had five or six overturned deaths in a relatively small area. And the idea behind this is to cover the cost of about 75 to 80% of the cost of retrofitting an older tractor with a ROPS. We're gonna set up a hotline. Farmers can call in. We'll work with them to find the proper retrofit. And like I said, we'll defray the cost by 75 or 80%. We're talking to dealers right now in the area that will install these and work with us. And the idea is we've got a good chunk of money for the first year or so. We think we can facilitate the installation of about 100 ROPS. And then once we have something to show potential funding sources or donors, it could be an insurance company, could be an agribusiness organization, some non-governmental organization. Once we have that to show them, our hope is that somebody will jump on this and say, hey, look, this program works. If a tractor turns over and you've got a 99% chance of surviving if you've got a ROPS and a seatbelt. It's interesting, just anecdotally from the New York Center's experience, they have put on about 900 or so ROPS in the last few years. They are aware of, I think it's 10 or maybe 9 or 10 individual farmers who contacted them, since they had the ROPS put on and said, you know what, that ROPS saved my life. And they had incidents where they turned over. So if you kind of extrapolate that out, if you have about 10 or so lives being saved from the stories that were called in, and you put on about 900 ROPS, that works out to what, about one life saved for every 90 or so ROPS you put on. So I mean, it's some real kind of evidence you can look at.
What's like your website address?
If you Google National Farm Medicine Center, you'll come upon it. And we got all kinds of things going on. Probably the big things are childhood agricultural injury prevention, but now also we have a program dedicated to occupational safety and health with the dairy industry in Wisconsin, working a lot with non-English-speaking employees. And plus we just have all kinds of resources that a family farmer could tap into and check out.
That was Scott Heiberger of the Farm Safety Clinic at Marshfield, Wisconsin, last week at the National Association of Farm Broadcasters Convention in Kansas City. It's 6:35 as we close on the Morning Farm Show. Back to overnight trading on the Chicago Board of Trade. December wheat now trading at 880.5. That's down 6. March wheat trading at 895.25. Down 6.25. December corn trading at 743.25. Up 4.5. March corn trading at 746.25. Up 4.25. November beans now trading at 1431.25, down 20.75. January beans trading at 1428.25, that's down 23. Part 2 of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Bishop Motors of Staunton and Litchfield and by EnviroFoam of America.